going. Hallelujah. The Lord laid a scripture on my heart this week, and I want to share it with you all. It really applies to everyone. It's just that some of you haven't come quite to the age where it will apply to you yet, but it's for everybody. Okay, it's in Psalm 71 and verse 18. Psalmist writes, "Now also, when I am old and gray-headed," come on. Some of you have it, and you're not letting it show, but it's okay. I have it, and I'm not letting it grow. Oh God, do not forsake me when I'm old, gray-headed. Oh God, don't forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. That, along with the gray hair, comes a responsibility. So you that are younger yet, you can look forward to it. But God's not finished with us, not any of us. We've got a job to do to present Jesus Christ to this generation. You know, sometimes they say, well, you need to have a youth group because the kids, you know, they want, you know what? They can look up to a gray head. They might lend an ear to someone who's been around for a few years. They may gain wisdom just from being with us and us sharing with them from our hearts. So I want to encourage us. We're going to come right now and we're going to worship God. But I want to remind us all that we have a responsibility. We have the Father of the universe, God, Father of us all. And he is calling us and saying, come. Come and worship me, and then go and declare my glory. Amen? Amen. Let's worship him.
Him now, I'm praying. children hear my voice as I speak to you that you are loved. Please allow me to draw you close and put my arms around you. My heart grieves when you are far from me, and my love for you is so deep that I will not allow you to stay far away. So please, please accept my love and draw near to me this day as you hear in worship my people singing that you are loved. You may be seated.
Announcements. I thank the worship team for such a wonderful time of worship with the musical background where we can all pray and visit with the Lord individually as well as corporately. Today, October the 13th, the deacons and the elders have their meeting at 5 o'clock. The 19th, we're having a staff retreat, I guess for planning purposes for the next year, and an update on the renovation that we're having. Don't know if Terry or somebody else wants to speak to that, if there's anything that's going on that we need to share to the congregation.
We should have, weather permitting, a blacktop driveway by next Sunday. Don't hold me to that, but we're at that point.
Great. Looking good out there. Next Sunday, of course, is the third Sunday where we have communion. We also go to the Willows. Everyone's invited at 3:30. It's a wonderful worship time with the residents out there. And then October the 27th, we have the opportunity to take a riverboat ride on the Dixie Belle at 5 o'clock. I believe that we're going to have food provided.
Bring your own.
Everybody bring your own food. Okay. And you'll have food provided if you do that. it says on here, bring a snack to eat, and there'll be special treats for the children. A couple other announcements. I think in your bulletin, you've got announcements about the baby shower. It's going to be October the 13th from 2 to 4. Everybody sees that? That's today. That's right. Thank you, Mona. Lewis Bergen is going to have his Eagle Scout Award. And that's going to be November the 2nd at 5:31 St. Peter St. Paul Catholic Church in Danville. And some of us will be participating in that ceremony. So everybody is welcome to honor him and Victor Gomez. The two boys are going to have their Eagle Scout at that time. Also in the back, Matthew, which Terry and I are both board members of the OYMCA, has finally started a partnership drive. We're asking people to become a partner with Matthew. So if you pick up one of these and read through it, you'll see, you know, if you can make a commitment of any amount to become a partner with Matthew, that would be very beneficial and show community support for what we're doing. Are there any other announcements, or Wanda?
Real quickly, first of all, thank you everyone that contributed to the potluck last week. It was a great success. There are three or four towels that got left. People had wrapped their hot dish in. I took them home. They're clean. Please take those home with you, or they're going to wind up in the kitchen, and you will never see them again. They will disappear into the vast recesses of the kitchen. And the Eagle Ceremony, we welcome anyone from the church that would love to attend, but I need to know how many, because we're serving dinner. And God multiplies the fish and loaves, but I'm not sure how well he does with potato salad and brisket.
Just wanted to give you an update on Beth. Beth Goins, the baby shower, is mine and George's daughter. And Beth is miserable. The baby due date is November 13th, but Beth is having some medical issues. And because of these medical issues, she looks as though she is carrying twins. So just know she really is miserable right now. So if you would lift her up in your prayer for today. No, she does not have two. There's only one little stinking boy in there squirming around. So if you would just lift her in prayer, and it's open to those that know Beth. Please don't feel obligated if you don't know our daughter and feel like you need to participate. If you are more than welcome to come and meet her, but I don't want anybody to feel like they're, you know, guilty because they don't show up. But just if you would keep her in your prayers, and that he comes in God's timing.
Any other announcements, Dave?
Yes, I'd like to ask for prayer for my mother. She took a pretty bad fall yesterday. She got dizzy and fell, and I just thank God that somebody came along, because she could have been out there for a long time. So I just ask for prayer for her. Thank you.
Okay.
Due to the elders' deacons meeting this evening, starting at 5, we will not have the prayer group tonight, but we will have Wednesday night Bible study. Wednesday night Bible study, if you missed a couple of times, come on back. It's been very eye-opening, to say the least. It's been eye-opening to spiritual things, and we're getting into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So come on in and enjoy and be a part of the discussion, because it is a real deep discussion that we're having.
Mike?
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell everybody we appreciate the prayers for Paula. She had a surgical procedures on both sides, on both eyes, pretty much this last week for a little basal cell carcinoma things. And the doctor, it's bruised, it's going to heal. She needs encouragement that it's going to heal up, because I know it is, but just the time, you know, takes time. It's bruised, and looks like I beat her up pretty good, so. Yeah, but, yeah, that's kind of fun to play with. But anyway, she appreciates it, and the doctor, I got to say, Lexington Surgery Center, the doctors are amazing. Christian surgeon we had, and the people there took the time to write her a thank you card. I mean, everybody on the staff signed that thing, and we got it in the mail, and that was just a real touch. They're just Christian people, really neat place. But anyway, thanks, and she's going to be fine. Thank you.
Somebody else that needs prayers too, who's kind of active in the Romeo group, is Chuck Coughlin, who's my brother-in-law. He's in the rehab center at Cardinal Hill, room 239. He is recovering from a stroke. So he needs your prayers, and if anybody's in the Lexington area, stop by and visit him.
This is a praise report. A lot of you know that I'm one of those confounded Amway distributors, and over the years I've had many people come through my business, and most of them haven't stayed, but they've become friends many years. Well, one of them, dear friends for probably close to 30 years. His mother passed away last weekend. They had their funeral, and he flew in from Washington State. And while he was here, he called one of my other dear friends who was part of the business, and we've all become friends because of this after all these years. He asked him to do his mom's funeral. And so Gig was able to, he called me and asked me for prayer. And he did the service, and afterwards Bill's brother came to him and said he wanted to give his life to Christ and be baptized yesterday at noon. Well, yesterday morning, about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, his brother called, and he said, Gig, I hope you're not going to be mad at me. And Gig's thinking that maybe he's changed his mind. And he said, well, no, I would never be mad at you. What's going on? And he said, well, seven other people want to be baptized. And so yesterday in Cheat Lake in Morgantown, West Virginia, they baptized 8 new lives into the kingdom of God.
That is fantastic. In our prayer time this morning, the elders were saying that we need to look and reach out to people who don't know the Lord. You know, we really need to bring these people to the Lord. I know you know people. You may not know what the relationship is, but try to find out so we can introduce them to the most fantastic thing that there is knowing Jesus Christ. Let's see. We got birthdays and anniversaries. Should have a birthday. Rock Moore should be up there. There he is. Yeah. Happy birthday. George. Yes. One more announcement.
I probably don't need that. I just want to thank the church for your prayers, but most of all, I want to thank God for his healing power. I got a good report last week. So just please keep me in your prayers. And I just praise God this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
God is an awesome God.
This is a praise report. My grandson's father, Calvin Clark, had to go in the hospital last Wednesday night, and with shortness of breath and so on. He was diagnosed about 5 months ago with stage 4 lung cancer. And anyway, they discovered 2 blood clots, one in his lung and one in his leg. And it got really dicey really quick. And Jordan called me very early, and I called some prayer partners here and around, and Calvin knows lots of people were praying. And long story short, they dissolved one chemically, and the other they had to do surgery on. And it doesn't have anything to do with the cancer. It has to do with the medication he had. So it should be good. And they said he would be back feeling better than he has forever in just days. And the cancers itself, the major tumor has gone down 50%. The one on the leg is like 99%. And on the hip is essentially gone. So we're just rejoicing, really.
Amen.
Okay, at this time, if you'll look in your bulletin, and the prayer request for family, church family, friends, all the people that are in need of prayer. We're going to open up at this time for the congregation to pray for their concerns. You can do it openly or to yourself. But now is our prayer time. And later on, if people need specific prayers, the elders will be available at the end of the service. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do offer our congregation, our church family, up to you. You are such a merciful, wonderful, gracious God. You love us, and we know it, and we thank you for that. We all have prayer concerns, and we'd like to take this time, Lord, to offer those up to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Back to Phoenix again tomorrow, Father. We ask for your
Father, I also hold up to you, Chuck, that he may have his speech restored, that he can have his NG tube removed, and he can recover completely, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And in all these prayers, Lord, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We know these prayers will be answered. We thank you for answering all our prayers in the past, Lord. And let us never forget to give you thanks. As I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I think it's time to dismiss the children for Children's Church. I forgot that last week.
Yesterday, my husband and I went with some of my family to a donor recognition ceremony, and it was a little tough, but it was good. And they had a video of the faces of all the people who had given part of themselves to give life to somebody else, and I was so struck by how many young people. They were older, but there were more young people than anything. And there wasn't much at all said about God, a lot of said about life. And I thought, as I sat there, I was so aware, and several things in our life in the last couple of months, so aware of the battle between light and dark. The enemy wants to always bring darkness, always bring lies. And we live in a material, physical world, but that's only the temporary. What's really real is the unseen. The enemy is, he's just about got us whipped, but he hasn't, almost, but not. There's a lot of the world whipped to make us think that we're just living in light, you know, we love Jesus, everything's all great. But he's there, and he's waging a war against us with everything he's got. He wants to take us out, not out of life only. He wants to take us to hell. He will do everything he can to make us doubt, not trust God. And I have failed so miserably in that way. I have listened to lies and believed those. Not anymore. This song, listen to the words. I love this song. The first part says, when darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, the enemy would say, you don't own joy. God says, yes, you do. He would say, you don't own life. You don't have life. Yes, we do. Yes. So, listen to the words and let your heart rejoice in what God has done for us. And don't let the enemy lie. Don't let him lie. Don't receive those lies. I'm trying not to myself. So this is a great thing.